isn't Ma Perkins, kiddies.
The makers of Bluebonnet Margarine and Tenderleaf Tea present the Fred Allen Show with Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius as Mrs. Nussbaum, Alan Reed as Falstaff Openshaw, the Tenderleaf Workshop players, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And in a few minutes, I will be Senator Claghorn. But right now, my name is Kenny Delmar.
Here he is again, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Kenny, those Mexican League owners are signing anyone, apparently. It isn't safe to even look like a ball player these days. I know a fellow who was walking down Broadway. He had athlete's foot. A Mexican crept up behind him and slipped $20,000 into his hand.
Yeah, well, I hope...
You and I will enjoy it. Let's go off. But you and I go off in a corner someplace and enjoy it.
Well, I was kind of worried because I hope those Mexicans don't steal any more Brooklyn players.
Well, if they do, Kenny, let me warn you that Leo DeRocher is going to get even.
How?
Well, if the Mexicans take one more Dodger, Leo DeRocher is going down to Mexico, and he's going to bring back Tito Gazzar to play shortstop for Brooklyn. I hear one Mexican team is so short of men, they have a bull playing center field. The bull was formerly with the... I'll skip the rest of it. This much. Portland, would you come in? There's another dead one. I'll show you that the line wouldn't have gotten anything. The rest of it was, the bull was formerly with the Cincinnati Reds, but he couldn't keep his mind on the game. So it would have been a waste of time to even read it.
Mr. Allen!
Portland, well, gee whiz. Well, Portland, pull up an old stuffed faux pas and sit down. What is the good word?
New York, they're going to teach automobile driving in high school.
Well, it's about time. Perhaps the next generation will be safer drivers.
I saw a high school class yesterday. It was two groups.
A driving class and two groups?
One group was sitting behind steering wheels, learning to be motorists.
Yeah.
The other group was lying around on the floor.
Students lying around on the floor?
They were studying to be pedestrians.
Oh, I see. There's only one place where a pedestrian is safe these days, Portland, and that's down in Allen's Alley.
Shall we go?
As the bathtub said to the open faucet, I think I shall run over. Gosh, Portland, isn't it good to get back to Allen's Alley? Say, the senator must be going away. Look, his mules are hitched to the buckboard out back of the house there. Well, let's knock.
Somebody, I say, somebody knock.
Well, Senator Claghorn, leaving town?
I got my mules fed, watered, and hitched, son. I'm going to Texas. Dallas, that is.
Well, what's doing in Dallas, Senator?
Next Wednesday is Claghorn Day.
Claghorn Day.
What a celebration.
Big doings, eh?
The Corn Cadets, the biggest hillbilly band in the world, 2,000 boys playing jugs, will be there to welcome me.
What song will they play?
Shoe Fly Pie and Texas Panhandle.
Well, tell me, are you taking the train to Dallas, Senator?
No, I'm speeding there by buckboard. I'm leaving Washington.
Yeah?
I'm swinging up through Toronto.
Yes?
Over across Illinois and Iowa into Nebraska.
Yes?
Then I'm veering down through Colorado and Santa Fe.
Yeah?
Taking a left turn at Abilene, I'm coming through Cleburne and Mineral Wells smack into Dallas.
But why take this roundabout route, Senator?
Son, it's the only way I can get to Dallas without setting foot on that Lincoln Highway.
Well, tell me, Senator, what is your reaction to this Coney Island reopening?
Coney Island, I say, Coney Island is the watering place of the South.
The South?
When I go to Coney Island, I see them Frankforts. Frankfort is the capital of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I stuff myself with that Cracker Jack. Georgia cracker, that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here, yeah. I taste that yummy pie and ice cream, Texas style.
Pie with ice cream, Texas style?
Pie Alamo, son.
Alamo.
When I'm ready to swim, I grab my seersucker water wings and plunge into that southern water.
Southern water at Coney Island?
That's the Atlanta Ocean, son. So long.
Well, I guess when the senator dives in at Coney Island, he probably comes up at Southampton. Well, let's try Mr. Moody.
Howdy, Bob.
Tell me, Mr. Moody, how do you feel about Coney Island opening?
I only went to Coney Island once. It ruined my whole life.
Well, how?
Well, about 20 years ago, I sold my collection of speckled bird's eggs.
I see.
And I took the money and went to Coney Island.
You were going to have a good time, eh?
I had the world by the tail, and I wasn't letting go.
Well, what happened?
Well, as soon as I got off the train, a fella sold me a red balloon.
Yeah?
Another fella pinned a button on me that said, Chicken Inspector.
You were running wild, eh?
I went into a place called the Fun House.
Yeah?
Gust of wind shot up my pants leg.
Wind was strong, hey?
Blew my union suit up under my arms.
What happened next?
Gypsy told my fortune.
Yeah?
Gypsy said I'd be poor before I knew it.
And you were?
When I stepped out of that gypsy's tent, my long beaded pocketbook was gone.
Well, you had some day.
Long about sundown, I went into a place that said Tunnel of Love.
Tunnel of Love, huh?
I was sitting in a boat next to a girl.
Yeah?
It was pitch black in the tunnel. I couldn't see nothing.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I heard kissing.
You heard kissing, hey?
Yeah. The boat come out into the light.
Yes?
The girl's veil was up.
Uh-huh.
My mustache was wet.
Well, what did you do?
Do what could I do? I married her.
Oh. Fine.
She was the homeliest woman that ever wore gaiters.
Really?
On account of Coney Island, my whole life was ruined.
And the moral is?
If you're a single man at Coney Island...
Yes?
And you're going through the Tunnel of Love...
Yes?
For Pete's sake, carry a lantern. So long, Bob.
Well, I guess Mr. Moody saw the light too late. Well, what can happen at this next door?
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe the Fink spot.
Tell me, Mrs. Ann, how do you feel about Coney Island?
For 20 years, every Sunday I'm going to Coney Island.
To see the sights?
What sights? Pierre and I are too short. In the crowds, we are seeing nothing.
You mean you're so short?
On the subway, all we are looking on is backbones and suspenders.
What happens when you get to Coney Island?
Again, we are seeing nothing. In the crowd, we are getting jammed with pushed around.
I see.
On a merry-go-round, we are pushed, we are riding.
Uh-huh.
To a hamburger stand, we are pushed, we are eating.
Uh-huh.
But without onions.
Oh, I see.
On the shoots, we are pushed, the shoots, we are shooting.
Uh-huh.
It is getting dark. We are pushed on a train. We are coming home.
And you go through this same routine every Sunday all summer?
For 20 years, it is pushing, riding, eating without onions, and shooting.
Well, don't you swim? Don't you ever go into the water?
What water?
Why, Coney Island is a beach.
And there is water there?
Yes.
Now he is telling me.
Well, this last house can only cause trouble, I'm sure. Let us see.
Hi-ho, alas, alack-a-day. Falstaff's here to make you gay.
What new poems come hot from your griddle tonight, Falstaff?
When summer comes.
How does it go?
When summer comes and the hot winds blow, I pack a lunch and away I go. Down in the subway, the BMT, it's yoinks away to the open sea. First in the briny, I splash my feet. Then on the sand, I sit and eat. Sardines, rye bread, frozen custard, popcorn, ice cream, hot dogs with mustard. Then lying back in my bathing suit damp, I moan and I groan, getting cramp after cramp. Where else can you swim and get tanned half bare by an ocean beach for a 5-cent fare? You can have the mountains, Dude Ranch, and Spa. Give me Coney Island. It's Shangri-La.
Paul Stan takes his canoe paddle and heads for the subway. We turn our attention to the DeMarco sisters, accompanied by Maestro Al Goodman and his What Has Stokowski Got That We Haven't Got Except Melody Philharmonic. The DeMarco sing There's Good Blues Tonight.
I'm a telling you, Jack, we're days are back. Take the word of a bird with an ear, get around the stand, listen to the band. The job you've been waiting to hear, ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's good blues tonight. You can't help but dance, 'cause the music is really right. Ah, yes, there's good, good, good blues tonight. There's groovy blues tonight. A chance to romance while the dancing is wilting light. Each jock and cheek to cheek with his chick. No gate that's late will rate the latest lick. Ba, ba, ba. Ah, yes, there's very good blues tonight. Blues, blues tonight. The whole your baby dies. There's sure good blues tonight. Very good blues tonight.
I say good blues tonight.
That is.
Stand by for a worthwhile suggestion.
A suggestion about something good to eat makes us all take notice, so here's one for the book. Made popovers lately? Why not surprise your folks with some soon? Big, puffy ones. Crispy, golden brown, piping hot, with lots of bluebonnet melting into them. Yes, bluebonnet, the margarine that gives you flavor, nutrition, economy, all three. Bluebonnet has a delicious flavor. Fresh, delicate, country sweet. And it keeps its delicate, delightful flavor even when half-melted on piping hot food. Bluebonnet margarine is packed with nutrition, too. Rich in food energy, rich in vitamin A. As for economy, Bluebonnet saves you real money. It costs so little, you can spread it on twice as thick. And boy, you want to. And don't forget, Bluebonnet margarine is a product of the makers of Fleischmann's yeast. That fact alone tells you it must be good. Ask your grocer for Bluebonnet tomorrow. Remember the letters FNE for flavor, nutrition, economy. Bluebonnet margarine gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy.
That was just a sample of When We Meet Again, played by Maestro Al Goodman, and his Why Worry About the Coal Shortage We Hit Plenty of Clinkers symphony. Say, Portland.
Yes?
Have you a pin?
I have a safety pin here.
Good. Would you mind opening it and sticking it in my leg every few minutes to make sure I stay awake?
Haven't you been sleeping?
Sleeping? How can I sleep? I live in the same house with Oscar Levant, and it seems that Oscar is writing a cannibal symphony. All night long, he has natives up in his place auditioning tom-toms. Tuesday night, he had a cannibal blowing hot licks on a ram's horn up there. And another guy beating on a shrunken skull with a shin bone. Well, it was so noisy, I finally had to get out of the house.
Well, where did you go?
I went to a little theatrical hotel, the Trapeze Towers, on 44th Street. What a night I had in that joint.
What happened?
Well, Thursday night, after Levant had two medicine men giving voodoo chants and playing on Lydia Pinkham bottles, I put on my hat and I started for the Trapeze Towers.
Here's your room, Mr. Allen.
Thank you, bellboy. Oh, gosh, I'm sleepy. Say, somebody left a book here on the table. Says this book is the property of Jack Benny. The title is I Stand Condemned. This is the story of a man who goes to the electric chair and leaves three lovely children, Mary, Margaret, and McBride.
Well, I'm too tired to read.
Jeepers! Those shots were fired in the next room. Something must be wrong in there. See, this door connects with the next room. Open up. Hey, open up. Open up in there.
Yes?
What's going on?
I am Sidney Greenstreet.
Oh. Mr. Greenstreet, what are you doing with that gun in your hand?
I was attempting to commit suicide. I missed.
But there were two shots. You missed both times?
Yes, I have short arms. I can't reach around my stomach.
Oh, I see.
If you'll be kind enough to kill me, I should be greatly obliged.
But I'm Fred Allen.
You're the very man. You've been getting away with murder for years. Take the gun.
But Mr. Greenstreet.
You may call me Sidney.
All right, Sid.
I said Sidney. Don't overdo it.
Look, will you please put away that gun?
I must try once more. I may be able to make it the hard way. Missed it again. Confound it, short arms.
But why kill yourself? You're a big success, a famous actor.
It's Hollywood.
Hollywood has depressed you?
I even came to New York to take my leave of the world.
You mean you wouldn't even be found dead in Hollywood?
I refuse to be laid out in slacks, a beret, and wedges.
Say, I've heard about those fantastic Hollywood funerals. Pallbearers in loud check suits, a bright red convertible hearse with the top down.
Pink stucco tombstones, only one mourner, your agent.
But tell me, Sidney, what has Hollywood done to you to induce this state of melancholia?
Eternal life of luxury, Fred. I haven't a moment's peace.
You're annoyed?
Constantly. When I lie floating in my pool.
Yes?
Carrier planes from the Pacific swoop down on me for a landing.
No kidding.
They say from the air I look like the Enterprise with a lumpy dick.
Sidney, you are not so buxom.
I'm not exactly another Sinatra, Fred.
No, if Sinatra only had one leg, he'd look like a niblick. You may be a mite overstuffed.
My most devoted friends all call me Fatso.
Fatso, what friends?
I have only three friends. Peter Lorre, Boris Karloff, and Bela Lugosi.
Well, tell me, Sidney, what do you do, you and your friends do for diversion?
Boris, Bella, Peter, and I go to the ball game.
You like baseball, huh?
Anything with bats.
You boys are fond of sports?
Every night we play football in the cemetery.
Football in the cemetery?
Yes, we take turns kicking ghouls.
You must have some team.
The tackling guards are all right, but we have a couple of dead ends.
Well, I can't understand it, Sidney. If you're having so much fun, why do you want to shoot yourself?
I'll tell you why, Fred. Sit down.
Thank you.
Fred, suppose you were an American tourist on a world cruise.
Yes?
One day you find yourself in the ancient and mysterious city of Cairo, Egypt. As you approach Cairo's marketplace, native beggars advance shouting.
Get away. Let go of my brownie camera.
Come, for the love of Allah.
La taquilla, la taquilla.
Shall join the glitch.
Beat it, you beggars. Get what people? That crowd looks like a Red Skelton studio audience. Peddlers every place.
Halva white, tasty little turkey's goo. Halva, Sahib.
No, thank you, son. I've tried halva. It tastes like sweet beaver board.
Sahib, quick, in this doorway.
What are you selling, postcards?
No, Sahib. You buy this jewel cheap?
Gad, a pure white diamond. It looks like a big bubble.
You buy, Sahib, hot merchandise.
Let me see. Jeepers, on the bottom, the initial CS. C.S. It must be the famous Cleopatra solitaire. It's worth millions. How much, Cebu?
10,000 mamullions.
How much is that in American money?
$8.
Here you are. Gosh, C.S. Cleopatra solitaire.
Beware, Sahib. Annie's jewel is the curse of Turhan Bey.
The curse of Turhan... Curse of Turhan Bey?
Yes. Ah!
Gad, a knife in his back. It's murder.
Yes, it's murder.
The fat man.
It isn't Skinny Ennis, bub.
What do you want?
I'll take that bauble you just purchased from the beggar I just defunct.
Well, I'm in a hurry, fat man. I'm catching the 1 o'clock camel to Azerbaijan.
Not so fast, my baggy eyed friend. You're coming with me.
No.
We're going to see Humphrey.
No, no. Let go of my arm.
Come, my friend. I will show you the beauty, the mystery of Cairo. It's my good friend, Ali Boone of Lexington, Morocco.
Never mind, Ali Boone, and get your fat digit out of my buttonhole.
I have my orders from Humphrey. Kindly step into this cafe.
Where are you taking me?
This is the famous Dirty Oasis. Through these portals pass people who never again pass through these portals.
Stop pushing me. Stop pushing me.
Hey, Sam, where's Humphrey?
I wish I knew, boss.
Why?
3 months ago, Humphrey said, play it, Sam.
Yes?
I've been playing it ever since. If I stop, Humphrey will kill me.
Who is Humphrey?
You'll find out. Sit down, tourist.
What do you want from me?
I want that priceless trinket you bought from the dead beggar.
No, no, it's mine.
I will give you exactly 1 minute to produce it. I shall take out my watch.
Your watch chain. It's a live cobra.
Yes. His name is Max. I like to have something that will strike on the hour.
Fat man, take that snake away from my throat.
You hold your fangs, Max. Now will you give up that jewel?
Yes, yes, but it's here in my money belt. I can't undress in here.
Step into that back room. You just have 30 seconds.
Yes, sir. Gad, this must be a tomb in here. It's filled with mummies, hundreds of mummies. The fat man will never find me here. Humphrey will never get the Cleopatra solitaire. I'll hide behind this big mummy.
No, you won't.
Fat man, I thought you were still sitting in the other room.
Fool, if you try to escape the duel before Humphrey comes, I will have to kill you.
Kill me?
I will poison you. I have here in my pocket a vial of deadly jitter hashish.
Jitter hashish?
One drop and the cuffs of your pants tighten. Your body shakes. In 3 seconds, you slowly expire, whispering, Frankie, Frankie.
No, no, not that. Here, fat man, take the jewel.
Good, now if...
Hello, Green Street.
Humphrey.
Green Street, did you get it?
Yes, Humphrey, here it is. The thieves have not harmed it.
At last, it's mine again.
It isn't yours, it's mine. Who is this guy?
This is Humphrey Van Dusen, the American shirt tycoon.
Shirt tycoon?
Yes, he bought up all the mummies in Egypt. He's got hundreds of people working unwrapping them.
Unwrapping mummies?
Yes, America will soon have white shirts again.
It's been terrible. The mummy unwrappers called a strike. I've been stuck here in Egypt for 6 months. It was okay until one night a native stole this treasure you bought.
Your bubble diamond?
What bubble diamond? This is the top of my percolator.
A percolator top?
The only percolator in Egypt. I'm a coffee fiend. I drink 40 cups of coffee a day. I haven't had a good cup of coffee for 6 months. Without the percolator top, all I was getting was brown steam.
But Green Street...
I hired him. If Green Street could find the Maltese Falcon, I knew he could find my percolator top.
Thank you very much. You hear a lot about Miss America. We bring you now a tribute to Mrs. America.
The world takes its hat off to Mrs. America for a great many things. Her beauty, her wit, the way she cares for her children and manages her home. One characteristic that brings her fame is that she's so practical. That comes out in her buying, of course. And when it comes to T-balls, she buys more Tenderleaf brand T-balls than any other kind. Practical is the word for these finer T-balls. They are better in every way. The tea inside is famous for flavor Tenderleaf brand tea. And the filter paper that makes the packets is tasteless and insoluble. This is the modern, gracious, convenient way to serve tea with meals and between. Put in a supply, and when you want a cup of quick comfort in a hurry...
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.